us.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. And on Wednesdays, we talk to Brewers play-by-play guy, Jeff Levering. So that was it. That was the other. That was a few
that was
days
Friday,
ago, right?
On the Friday night, right? Yeah. So they're playing the Cubs, and it all stemmed from Pat Hughes, former Brewers broadcaster, who's been a longtime Cubs broadcaster, and they were talking about Harry Carey, and that's how Levering brought us another gem. He's so good at it. Another gem from Levo.
Hey, how about them Cubs?
There it is.
You know, I think the hallmark of a real professional is you make the people around you better. Right? In mm-hmm. whatever workplace yeah. or environment that you're in. And so I think we've made Jeff better.
Yeah, I agree.
Jeff, don't you agree? Like, your presence here on this program and our under our tutelage, I think you've really grown as a broadcaster this year.
Hey, good word of the day today on the tutelage.
Tutelage, yeah, that's
that.
A good one. Yeah, you can use that.
I feel like, I think we've all made each other better. I think that's a good thing.
I think we've grown.
That's the goal in life, right? Every day, just try and make someone else a little bit better.
Don't touch it.
So do you have a Harry Carey, or is that spur of the moment? Like,
I do more of a Will Ferrell does a Harry Carey.
Right, you're imitating another impression.
The whole Dana Carvey, George Bush thing.
Yeah, a little bit. There was a time where I did that quite a bit over the course of a broadcast when I was in the minor leagues and nobody was listening to our games. I did it a lot. It was fun.
Man, bring it back. Feel free to goof as often as you want. That and everything else. Like, we're all about opening it up a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. What was that clip from? The Don't Touch That. Well, oh. I don't even remember that.
Would you like to hear the whole thing?
Oh, full context.
Okay, here it is. This is a foul ball.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul just to the left of us. Heads up. That one had some steam on it just to our left. Hope everybody's okay. A couple sitting below us. Caromed off of lady's upper arm area. Her husband went and touched it. She said, "Don't touch it."
That's exactly
that's
what
great.
Happened.
You know, I remember that now. That was good. That was a really wicked line drive too. And he just started poking at her arm. She's, "Oh my gosh, leave me alone."
Does it hurt when I do this? Yeah.
So what inning was it though, Jeff? What inning? Because I know you.
I think it was early in the game, but I do remember that moment. It was almost as if it was a bad tomato, and it was, "Hey, why don't you try this? See if it's bad."
Yeah, Jeff, how often do you guys get balls flying up into the booth there? I know it happens in the press box quite a bit because they bang the wall behind the writers there, and we sharpie up the date and who the hitter was. How often does it happen to you guys?
Not very often because we're right behind home plate. I mean, it's got to be one of those perfect foul balls, and it has to have the right trajectory on it as well. There have been two instances where a ball has been close to me on the radio side, to where a foul ball could have been had. One was during the pandemic where I dropped it, so only the cardboard cutouts were giving me shame for dropping it. And then another one hit the window panel just to my left. So only twice in my 8 years.
You ever get one as a kid?
Never. Never. One time I picked one up as it stopped rolling. That was the only foul ball I ever got in a big league ballpark.
Eddie Romero gave my kid brother a ball, like walked up and put it in his glove. I don't think we ever got a foul, but just walked on up. There you go. Here you go, kid.
I caught one off the ricochet in Cleveland at the Jake off the bat of Ichiro one time when I was like 12. I just snared it with one hand. I felt so cool. Everybody went nuts. Glorious moment in my athletic life.
Well, that is pretty cool. We had a kid right before, or actually an older man yesterday in the first inning, that caught a foul ball, just palmed it, and then we were lip reading. Me and Rock were lip reading. He goes, "That's the first ball I've ever caught." Yeah. It's a cool moment.
It's about time.
It's really neat.
And then Jeff, you know what you said? You sat down and went, "Ow!" like under his breath.
Yeah, as soon as he saw the red light of the camera off of him, he went, "Oh my God!"
All right, Levo, we'll leave you with this. Sure. This is a little nugget for you.
And the pitch. Nottingham, look out! Look at Jeff.
Oh, I dropped it.
He tried. He turned it! He tried.
Oh, right in my hands. Did you drop it right?
That one was right. He had it.
Did you drop it like out of the booth, dude, or did you get to keep it?
No, well, at that time you weren't allowed to keep anything because of the COVID restrictions. They had people walking around and grabbing the baseballs because they all thought they had COVID.
You're going to get sick from the COVID ball?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Man, I mean, sign of the times. Look how far we've come.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. My pride still hurts, so thanks for saving that.
Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Levo. Have a good call today.
You got to talk to you next week.
He had it. He had it for a moment.
No, I didn't. I just straight skillet on my hand.
Skillet.
Oh, awful.